Let's go, girls.
It's about growing personally and professionally.
What's the one thing that really drives you, that really drives your passion?
It's about climbing the ladder or opening a new door.
Too many people give up too early on their dream.
It's about enjoying your professional journey.
I enjoy what I do.
It's about keeping things real.
So the interview is an interviewing the interview. I like this.
It's all about you.
But I knew that there was something else I wanted to do with my life. I knew I wanted to help people.
This is Up or Out with Connie Fife.
You love your voice. You need to be on radio.
And now, your host, Connie Fife.
Welcome. Good morning. It's time for Up or Out with Connie. This is your business radio with an edge. Today's guest, I'm really excited about today's guest. Her name is Randy Bussey. Am I saying that correctly, Randy?
You are, Connie. Thank
Bussey.
You.
All right. Great. Great. I got it. Ooh. a couple of things we're going to be talking about today, and really is customer service. And I mean, how do you provide customer service not only to your external customers, but also to your internal customers? And you've heard me talking about this, about, you know, creating that emotional engagement and getting people to want to do more. Well, Randy is the expert in this field, and we're going to be talking about that a little bit more, and she's going to be sharing more with us on how you can really, you know, create that level of success in your organization just simply by having really good customer service practices. But let me share our quote for today, which is, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think about you. And that comes from John Wooden, who was one of the greatest basketball coaches in history. I mean, he led his teams at the University of California, Los Angeles, to a record 10 NCAA championships. And if you don't know by now, I am a huge basketball fan, and that's one of the sports that I follow. People do laugh at me because I was a basketball football cheerleader, rather, couple decades ago, not many. And I just love sports, but basketball was one that I always went with. But let's move on, because it is time to turn up the volume, because it is Up or Out with Connie. And remember to stay tuned to the end of the show, because you don't want to miss any of the good stuff, all the exciting giveaways that we have for you. So here is today's challenge question. How do you get your audience to listen? How do you get your audience to listen? Well, today's guest has the ability to make audiences listen. And so that you know they're listening with that nod or their laughter or, you know, seeing. I mean, you could tell when somebody connects the dots between their experiences as customers and the service that they're employees are delivering, or your employees are delivering to your customers. Now, I want to warn you that Randy is coming from us from on location in Massapequa, New York, which is Long Island, New York. And I'm sure she's going to say that a little bit better than me. Although I'm from the East Coast, I don't quite have that Long Island accent that you're going to be hearing from her. So it is now my pleasure to introduce the guru of customer service philosophy, speaker, author, director of First Impressions, Randy Bussey. I'm always afraid I'm going to say your name wrong, Randy. But welcome to the show. I am so glad that you are here with us today.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here. You know, customer service is a passion of mine for selfish reasons, really. I'm a customer, and yes, I want to get taken care of in better ways than I have been in the past. So I'm actually on a mission to change the way companies are serving their customers.
Okay.
so that we as customers continue to do business with your company.
Really quick, I have a question on customer service. One thing that came up, and I'm a Shark Tank addict, and I was watching them last night, and And I was thinking about your show for today and talking about customer service, because a lot of businesses, as we know, have gone to online business. Mm-hmm. So how does that fit in with your mission of creating that customer service, that awesome over-the-top customer service practices, when most of your clients you're not physically speaking to, it's all virtual? Does that same philosophy still apply there as well?
Well, I think that it's important to always be, you know, respectful and professional, no matter what method of communication you're using to interact with your customers. So, you know, what used to be, you know, old-fashioned letter writing, you know, to telephone, to email, to chat, to text messaging. I think that we can't forget that it is still a person who is giving us their time, their money, and their business. And we have to treat them in a manner that makes them feel valued, makes them feel important, and, you know, gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling that as customers, we're always looking to receive. So, you know, we tend to, when we're texting, for instance, you know, use a lot of LOLs and, you know, BRBs and things like that. And I think it's important that you don't fall trap to that when you're corresponding with a customer, because you just want to make sure that it's legible, readable, understandable. And, you know, when you do put something, you know, in writing online, there's a chance that it's going to be shared with the world.
Yes.
And so you really have to dot your I's and cross your T's, literally and figuratively, and make sure that you're not saying or implying anything that would make the customer wrong.
I think we're under the microscope more by putting, you know, this information out there to the masses, because you know, if there's anything wrong, everybody's going to see it. And, you know, so you want to make sure it's right, but you still want to say it in a way that everyone still sees it, but again, still create that I guess, perception of customer service.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned in your quote, Connie, about reputation. Mm-hmm. And so in a business, your reputation is so important. And,
yes,
you know, it takes a long time to build a reputation and only minutes to ruin a reputation.
Right.
And now that everybody has a smartphone and has access to the internet, has access to a video camera, has access to review sites, where they could go on, you know, real time and post a review or an experience that they've had with you or your company.
Right.
And, you know, anybody and everybody could see it. And, you know, your worst nightmare is that, you know, some negative story about your business goes viral.
Right.
And there's no stopping it.
Right. And there is none. There is no stopping it. And I know what you mean about real time. I know when I speak, I know before I even walk off the stage that people are texting.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So hopefully they're texting good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because this morning I was actually at a business breakfast and I was texting during the breakfast about the breakfast. So it was good, but
right,
if it was bad, you know, it could have been, you know, painful for the speaker and the organizer of the event.
Yeah. The one thing I do, depending on who the audience is, what the program is, if I am doing a public event, I will ask them, take out your phone right now because I want you to get ready to text something about me, because they're probably going to do it anyway. So let's just get it over with. Yeah, let's just put it
right
out there. And I totally agree with you. And I mean, we speak the same language, that everyone in an organization is in customer service. And I love what I've heard you say, is that it's an attitude and it's not just a department. That is so true. So how do you, when you're working with organizations and companies, how do you get the people in the organization to understand, you know, just because you don't work in the customer service department, you are still part of customer service?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's unfortunate that companies, when they print out business cards for their employees, what they should do is, you know, have whatever your official title is,
right,
and then a slash afterwards that says customer service, because whether you're in, you know, the accounting department, you're still in customer service. Whether you're in the sales department, you're still in customer service. And, you know, it's not so easy to just say, oh, we're all in customer service, you know,
right,
act accordingly.
Right.
And it's really about changing mindset, Connie, and helping employees to understand who their customers are and understand that it's not enough to just provide a certain high level of experience to your external customers. It's also important that you provide that same high level experience to your internal customers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So an example of that would be, let's say I'm in sales and I needed a report for a client that was coming from the marketing department. And I call, you know, my colleague in the marketing department and I'm like, mm-hmm, hey, you know, Sue, I need this report. And she's like, you know, stop asking me. I'm really busy and I can't get it to you. Now, right, there's a chance that that negativity that Sue just gave to me, the salesperson, is going to rub off on me. And when I have to go and, you know, call my client and, you know, talk to them and tell them why I don't have this report yet, some of that negativity may be coming across from me to the client.
Yes.
And so it's important that we realize that we're all part of this, I hate to use the term assembly line, but, you know, if you think about an assembly line, the person before you and the person after you on the line,
right,
it's important that everybody, you know, does what they're supposed to do, because if they don't, at the end of the line, you're not going to have a good product.
Yeah, I like to use the term that we're all connected.
We are all connected,
except
sometimes we're disconnected, Connie.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes we are disconnected, but people need to understand that we are all connected. So my action is going to affect your action. The other thing too, and you made an excellent point about, you know, that attitude is going to play off, you know, to somebody else, and it could be the customer. Another way also to look at it is that marketing person, next week she may need some help from the salesperson, and that salesperson is going to turn around and say, well, you know what? You gave me attitude last week, so I'm going to give you attitude this week. So that just starts a whole firebomb of miscommunication in an organization just by something as little as that happening. But I also love how you said put customer service on the business card as a title. That is so cool. I love that.
Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of titles, you know, a lot of organizations have a receptionist. And mm-hmm, I think that title is very underrated. And I go into organizations, and when somebody says they're the receptionist, I then deputize them. And I tell them that, no, they're actually the director of first impressions.
Yes.
And it changes their demeanor. They
it
sit up
does.
A little taller in their chair because they realize that that is a really important role. And when you think about, often a phone is the first way that a customer or a client might communicate with you. If you don't have the right person answering your phone and, you know, exhibiting or demonstrating an aura of, I'm here to help you, you're not bothering me, you're going to not wind up having too many customers.
No, you're not. I love that. And you're seeing a lot of those sexy titles out there at some organizations. Like I've seen the Chief Inspiration Officer, but I love Director of First Impressions. I actually had an experience yesterday. It was just a day. I think it was a full moon. Like some of my technology was acting up. My computer was doing weird things. And then my cell phone, which is also my business phone, that was doing odd things. And then I take my dog to the groomers and I go to get in my car and it hesitated. And I was like, of course, I was like, WTF, like what else is going on here? I was like, oh my God. And so anyway, I go to the groomer back to pick her up and my car doesn't start.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and this was all yesterday, one day, and my husband's out of town, and I mean, we're pretty new to this area, a couple of years, but I mean, you know, I don't know a lot of people that I could call and say, hey, I broke down, could you come get me? So I was like, all right, I'll call AAA, and I'm sitting still in front of the groomers, And my favorite sushi restaurant is right there. So they knew what had happened. I called AAA and I'm dreading that phone call because I'm like, oh, I got to get on the phone. I got to call them and I got to wait. The person on the phone, she deserves this title, the director of first impressions. She deserves this because she was so genuine about my car breaking down. She was so concerned. I mean, and I could hear it in her voice. It wasn't that she was reading through a script. I could genuinely hear that she was concerned that the car was broke down. It was dinner time and she was going to get somebody there as quickly as possible. So it took some time. But then my favorite sushi guy comes out and says, oh, you must be hungry. And he gives me a roll of sushi. I was like, oh, okay. So I had dinner. I mean, it was just customer service beyond customer service. I mean, everybody there was just phenomenal. And then when the guy came to, you know, to look at it, of course, I must have looked like a damsel in distress. But I mean, I do know a little bit about cars. I knew it was the battery. So he comes and I said, oh, it's the battery. And, you know, so he checks it all out. He makes sure everything is good. And he checks my oil. And he's like, is there anything else I could do for you? And I was like, oh my God, I've never had an experience like this before. It was one of those things. And it was, again, AAA. So, I mean, I really commend them for making that change because I've had my car broke down before and I didn't have that type of experience before. So people, I mean, companies, they need more training like what you're offering in terms of customer service and having that right attitude throughout everyone in that organization. So,
and, you know, what you're describing, Connie, you know, it's one thing for the guy that came from the towing company or from AAA, you know, for him to have the technical skills to be able to fix your car.
Right.
It's also important for him to have the empathy gene to be able to say, I'm really sorry that this happened. I could certainly help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as the representative at AAA, you know, you mentioned she was genuine. She was concerned. She resolved your issue quickly.
Yes.
And all of those characteristics, I'm not saying you can't teach them. However, you're much better off if you can hire somebody who has that mindset to begin with. I could teach you how to fix a car.
Right.
I can teach you how to use the phone system, but I can't necessarily, you know, teach you to care and be genuinely interested in solving other people's problems.
Excellent, excellent point. Because you could teach a skill, you cannot teach character.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, excellent, excellent point. So what are in organizations, you know, just going back to organizations and employee engagement and really getting the employees to act like they're owners of the business, getting them to act like entrepreneurs themselves. I mean, what characteristics do you see that need to be in play there for that to happen? To get the employees to really care and take ownership of the business.
Sure. Well, you know, it comes from hiring right to begin with. And I think a lot of companies, they're very quick to hire and slow to fire.
Yes.
And I think it needs to be the other way around. You need to be slow to hire and make sure that not only does this person look good on paper, right? Their resume, they hit all the points and it sounds like they've got, you know, great relevant experience.
Right.
But, you know, them in real life could be a little different than what you see on paper. And so, you know, talking about training, I think when we onboard new employees, Connie, we as organizations don't do as good of a job talking to them about customer service, about what the expectations are, about how important customers are to our organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk to them about the products and services we have and how to use the computer system and where the, you know, the bathroom is and how much time off they get.
Right.
But I wonder how much time are we spending during onboarding new employees talking to them about this is how much a customer is worth to us over the lifetime of their experience.
Right.
This is the way we answer the phone here, and this is why we do it. This is why we treat our customers as if they're all VIPs, whether they're spending $20 or $20,000 with us, because
yes,
we are trying to differentiate ourselves from all the competitors that we have by the service that we are providing.
Absolutely. And that is so true. I'm chuckling because I did have a conversation with a client recently where they made a purchase of a service item, and I mean, they bought the lower package. They didn't go with the higher package because financially they couldn't do it. And they have never, ever heard back from this company since. And I know the company, and they're like, well, why do you think that is? And, you know, I bought this back in July and I still haven't heard anything. And, you know, at first, number one, I said, did you contact them?
Right.
You know, you need to reach out, you know, that you didn't fall through the cracks. So I don't know what happened there. But, and I recommended this company. So that was disappointing to hear that. And I am on the higher tier, with this program because I'm also part of it. So that did disturb me. And like you just said, it doesn't matter if it's a $10 client or a $10,000 client. Everybody needs to be treated and everybody needs to feel that their business is appreciated. So they keep coming back for more.
Yep. And it's not just before the sale, Connie. It's during the sale and it's after the sale.
Yes.
You know, you think about all the wooing that we do with our prospects. And then, you know, what happens once we turn them into clients? We sometimes forget about the clients because we're out looking for new ones.
Yes.
And service after the sale is just as important as the way you're treating the prospect because we're actually setting the bar. And,
right.
You know, we can't be, you know, all woo-woo in the beginning. And then as soon as we get them on board, we're like, okay, see ya. And if you need help, don't call me or don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Right.
We're hurting ourselves by not delivering the same consistent experience after the sale as before. And the other piece that's really important, let's just say the salesperson sells you something and the salesperson is charismatic and friendly and knowledgeable and you really, you know, like that person. And so you buy whatever the product or service is, and now you need to speak with somebody else in the company or somebody else in the company is coming out to install something or fix something. If the next person, the next employee from the organization doesn't have that same attitude, personality, and mindset as the first one. And they're kind of like, yeah, okay, what's the problem?
Right.
All right, I'll take care of it. It's like, really? Because I bought this other person who really, you know, in encouraged me and it made me feel so good, but now I'm getting subpar, you know, experience from you, and it makes customers be like, oh, well, so does that mean it matters which employee is taking care of me? That's going to determine what kind of experience I'm going to have.
Right.
So it's so important to have all of your employees thinking and acting like owners of the business.
Yes.
Now, the good news is you don't have to, you know, give them shares of stock. You don't have to put their name outside the building.
No.
However, one of the first things that you need to do is you need to make sure that as a leader of your company, how are you treating your employees? And so take a look in the mirror and say to yourself, am I treating my employees the way I want my employees to treat my customers?
Because yes.
if you're not being a role model, and you're not, you know, walking the talk, well, let me tell you, your employees are quickly going to become disengaged.
Walking the talk. I heard the Long Islander accent come out. I heard it right there. There it was.
Guilty. Guilty as charged, Connie. That's it.
My brother-in-law is from actually Brooklyn, and my kids growing up, they've been saying, Uncle Jimmy, say water, say water. Yeah. But now all the points that you're making, I mean, they're so true. And I mean, you know, these companies, these businesses are just so fortunate that there are people like you that are able to have them look at it a different way. And like you said, it's really a mind shift. Now, you've been in business a while. So what are some of the lessons that you've learned along the way? To, you know, to avoid, so our listeners know what to avoid as they're working and building their business up?
Sure. Well, one is don't take your customers for granted. And, you know, don't just bring them in and then forget about them. So it's about nurturing your customers, your clients, whether it's, you know, sending them a thank you card for an order, whether it's, you know, introducing them to somebody that could help them in their business.
Yes.
I'm all about, you know, how do I provide value? How do I provide value to my clients mm-hmm. without saying, hire me, bring me in to do some training.
Right.
And so it's about knowing more about their business and really being, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm having a senior moment right now. Being invested, if you will,
okay.
in the success of their company so that, you know, once they start growing, there's going to be more opportunity for you and, you know, they're not going to forget about you and they're going to then be inspired to refer you to other people because of the, you know, the benefits that they've gotten and the return on the investment that they've gotten from mm-hmm. doing business with you.
Right.
Another important thing to think about is if a customer calls you and they have a complaint about something, your first reaction is, oh God, a complaining customer. I don't want to talk to them. Tell them I'm not here. Right. Take a message.
Right.
And, mm-hmm. and I say, no, no, no. A complaint is actually a four-letter word, Connie, and it's not a word that your mom said not to use when you were a kid.
It's not a negative.
It's a gift.
That's
it is
right.
A gift because what they're really saying is, listen, something's not right. Could you fix it so we could go back to our relationship? Because I don't want to find a new company to buy what I'm buying from you. So fix it, make it better, so we could keep doing business with each other.
Yes.
And so, you know, when somebody gives you a real gift, the first thing you say is, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for letting me know that there was a problem, Connie. I'm really sorry that that happened. Here's what I'm going to do to fix it.
Yes.
But we often put on our problem-solving hat so quickly that we forget to, you know, acknowledge the customer for bringing it to your attention because
the problem
they don't tell you.
Right. They're going to tell somebody else.
They're going to tell somebody else. And so if they tell somebody else, you can't fix it. You don't know it's broken. So I encourage you to give me feedback on what's working and what's not, because you're really doing me a favor. And a customer that has a complaint that does get it resolved mm-hmm. is actually more loyal to the company after the problem. Now, that doesn't mean that you should go screw up just so you could make nice.
No, no. But the knowing that you resolved the problem and you did not put up your defensive wall.
Exactly.
You took care of the problem. And that's what keeps the customer.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I have one more question. And this is, I do ask this of all my guests. And that is, what advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I would tell my younger self that don't wait until you're ready and go out there and, you know, share your gifts with the world, even if you think they still need some polishing because the worst you are is possibly the best that they've ever seen.
All right. I'm adding that so I can make sure that we use that and we promote that, because that is excellent, excellent information. Well, Randy, I want to thank you for being here with us, because you were so amazing, just so an inspiration to so many. So how can our listeners learn more about you? What's your email or your website?
Sure. And I appreciate you asking that, Connie. The company name is Workforce Development Group, and our website is work, W-O-R-K, D as in David, E as in Edward, V as in Victor, group.com. We actually just launched our updated website over the weekend. A lot of videos and tips and, you know, just some resources to help you take better care of your customers so they remain your customers. I can also be reached by phone at 866-596-4260.
Well, Randy, thank you. And again, this is Randy Bussey, and she is the founder and president of Workforce Development Group. And she is a trainer, she's a coach, an organizational coach, and specializing in improving customer service, customer retention, maximizing your revenue. And Randy challenges business leaders every day and their employees to think differently, to think in innovative ways when it comes to taking care of their customers. So if you want to find out if you're taking care of your customers the right way, check out Randy or give her a call. Again, workdevgroup.com. And you'll learn more about her and her group and what they do and how they can help you create an excellent customer service program within your organization. So ladies, you want to be heard in the boardroom? Okay, we're continuing our conversations on Wednesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, and that's where we share best practices, and I share my secret sauces to being heard in the boardroom. And to be invited, by invite only, send me a message to askconnie@upperout.com. And remember, when you send in your success stories and any questions that you might have, you will be entered into a drawing to win two free tickets to our Upper Out conference that'll be coming up real soon. And everyone gets a copy of our action plan. Again, 182 pages to help you determine what your goals are, sitting in the C-suite, or is it getting out and starting your own business? The action plan will help you determine that. And also, the action plan will hold you accountable to make sure that you are taking action to reach your goals. Well, that's all I got for today. Our time goes by so quickly. We've had an awesome guest again. Randy, thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you, Connie. I had a lot of fun talking with you.
Certainly, certainly appreciate that. And we want you to be the leader you are. And if you figured it out, thank you. And we ask you to encourage others to do the same. And thanks for being part of our community. And keep sending in your success stories and your questions to askconnie@upperout.com, because we want to share your stories, because it helps others become motivated so they can also take action just like you did. Well, if you haven't done so yet, make sure you subscribe to our iTunes page, Facebook, and LinkedIn, because again, you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we have, because we're always giving things away. This is Connie, your unstoppable diva, and you're listening to Up or Out with Connie. And stay tuned, because next week on our next show, I'm going to be making a huge announcement. I'm so excited about that. I can't wait to share it with you. So make sure you check back with us. It's been great being here with you today. Ask yourself, if you could do anything, would you still be doing what you're doing now? Until next time. This is Connie Fife, your unstoppable diva, asking you to be unstoppable.